Love doing this on Fridays. It's a chance for us to spotlight our local businesses here in our community. And it is our Friday Business Spotlight. And we're joined today by Cheryl Threewitt from All Things Beautiful in downtown Decatur. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
I am so happy. When we announced we were doing this, you had messaged, and I was like, and I thought somebody had seen it, and then you messaged again. I was like, man, somebody get a hold of Cheryl. We need to get her in, because she's got a great store in downtown Decatur. Well, and we appreciate you coming in. We love spotlighting our local businesses, especially our local small businesses. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you own All Things Beautiful in downtown Decatur. And you've been there quite a while from
12 years, 11 and a half.
Yeah, and you, of course, are right there on the main drag in downtown Decatur, right? Where are you located specifically?
I love being where I am. I'm in between the downtown cafe and the new Hot Shot Sports Bar.
Outstanding. But then between you and the downtown cafe, you guys are the anchors right there.
Yes, we've been there a long time. I feel like I've been there forever. All my life.
12 years, but no, that's a great run. What possessed you to first? Let's take it back and get a little history and let folks know what possessed you to go ahead and open up that shop in downtown Decatur.
It was part of my when you have a dream,
right?
I had a dream to own my own boutique.
Okay.
And the opportunity came around in 2012, in May 2012. An opportunity opened up, and I jumped at it, and I bootstrapped my business. It's really hard because I didn't even think about going to get a small business loan or anything like that.
Right.
I bootstrapped my own business so no one had chains on me. If I didn't make it, I wouldn't owe anybody, and that's how it happened. It's kind of like a bucket list thing.
Sure.
I've done a few things that are bucket list. Lately, I went to see Beyonce in Chicago, and that's a bucket list. So
nice.
I'm doing bucket list things and trying to find things to add to my bucket list.
There you go. We should all do that in our lives, because I think, you know, we're meant to be happy. I think the good Lord guides us down a path in our lives to where, you know, we're supposed to be healthy and happy, loving human beings. And, you know, and I think that's what being a small business owner comes with, a lot of that, because you understand that concept.
Yes, I do.
And so you opened up All Things Beautiful in downtown Decatur almost 12 years ago now.
Yes.
And, you know, how has it been during the run of being a small business owner?
You know, it's actually been good. It's very, I like challenges, so it's been challenging at times. A lot of people ask me how I made it through COVID, but COVID was a piece of cake compared to what it's like now. I mean, our world is just crazy right now.
Sure.
So I'm just trying to make it through, and, you know, still enjoying what I'm doing. I'm enjoying my customers. I enjoy my special events, you know. I love being downtown. For up until maybe 2 years ago, I was the only Black-owned business downtown, and so now I'm really happy that there's a couple of more, but I kind of prided myself on being, you know,
the institution, the trailblazer.
Yeah. I've done a lot of trailblazing in my lifetime.
There you go. That's what we like. Visiting with Cheryl from All Things Beautiful in downtown Decatur. So what are some of the offerings there at the store? Let folks know what you offer up.
Oh, you know, I love this, but not everybody else likes it. I love primitive art.
Okay.
And I like old and rustic and something that looks like it's been, you know, beat up and it has a story to tell. I really love primitive art. But not everybody in Decatur loves that. But I do carry gifts, a lot of gifts. At one time I carried gifts for men, but it didn't go well. So I now carry mostly women's gifts, cards, inspirational books, anything that's positive, for the winter, gloves, hats, clothing, dresses, sweaters. I carry snarky stuff that they call inspirational and snarky. And I cover predominantly women, made.
Okay. Oh, really? Okay.
And American made.
There you go.
90% of my merchandise is American made.
Nice.
And so I really pride myself on that. And I carry clothing, but most of that is not American made, as we know.
Unfortunately.
Yes. And it would cost a fortune if it was American made.
Sure.
But I carry just comfortable casual things.
Nice.
A lot of ladies' dresses, too. Just fun stuff.
There you go. The primitive art thing is kind of interesting to me, because do you go out, where do you find items like that?
I actually have to go look for it.
Okay.
I go to they're called cash and carry shows, so you can see what you're getting, and I bring it all back in. Everything is individually selected. And also another thing, with all of my arts and my signs and stuff, I carry one of a kind.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, so if you buy it, your neighbor's not going to have it. You know, I carry one of a kind and just a lot of things that have wonderful expressions.
Do you occasionally get out and wander around the thrift stores and see if there's interesting stuff through there?
I used to, but I don't have time.
No, yeah. As a small business owner, I guess, yeah, it does. And if you're working on your bucket list, especially with things like that, you know, it managing your time it can be a tough thing. But no, I think that's fascinating, because there has been kind of a movement over the course of the past 10 years, especially, of just, you know, trying to appreciate things that are handmade, but also historical type things.
Yes.
Like that. I think people are really kind of aching for an easier, simpler time.
Yes, I think so too.
And so if people can come down and check out what you have there in the shop. The journey as a small business owner, has it been what you expected it would be?
Yes, because I did. When I've been back here. I grew up here.
Okay.
And then when I was 24 years old, I moved to California. I got divorced and took my children and moved to California. And then I've always worked like two jobs.
You sure?
Because I was a single parent.
Single parent, right.
And I always worked jobs that I could take, that people understood I had children, they'd allow me to bring my kids.
Right.
But they also would employ my children too.
Ah, very nice.
So I know what it's like to work hard. I worked hard growing up, and I remember, you know, babysitting at 9 years old. They used to do for my aunts and stuff. So it's like I'm still working.
Right.
And sometimes I think, isn't it time to quit? I say to myself, isn't it time to quit, Cheryl? And then I say, but what would I do?
Then what would you do?
That's
exactly
where would
right.
I go?
Well,
yeah.
You know, it's like my father is 82 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he had his own business for a lot of years. And he's one of these guys that retired like three different times. And it
mm-hmm.
never took. He's
yeah.
still, and to this day, he's still working almost 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
You know, I think with that mindset, it keeps you vital.
Yes.
And it keeps you plugged in.
Yes.
And it really helps you stay young, especially, I'm sure you experience a lot of that with your customers as well. You probably get a little bit younger clientele wandering in every
mm-hmm.
once in a while going, hey, this is very cool. What else? And then you get to engage with them.
Right.
And that's
yes.
got to be special for you.
Mm-hmm. I do. It is. That's fun. And also the events that happen downtown are
sure.
fun. Like next week we're celebrating Witches Night Out
right.
on the 26th from 4 to 8. And I am so jazzed about Witches Night Out, because it started about 9 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's grown to something crazy. And you will see women come in the store. We call it Dress to Impress, and it's just a fun thing. It's nothing that's crazy. It's more like Hocus Pocus, and they put on the craziest thing. They try to see who can look crazier than the other, you know, from the striped socks to the long noses. People have painted their faces. and when they come in my store, I try to get a picture of everyone that comes in.
Very cool.
So, and then post it on my page. So, and I hope to have a DJ this year. So we're just planning a lot of things downtown.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, that's coming up the 26th from 4 until
8. p.m.
And 4 until 8. And make sure you swing by All Things Beautiful right there between the Downtown Cafe and the new Hot Shots Bar and Grill. Visiting with Cheryl this morning on our Friday Business Spotlight on News Radio 101 FM. Another big one coming up, obviously, get ready for the holiday season. Everybody's going to be ready for the Christmas walk, right?
Yes, I love the Christmas walk. I love the Christmas parade. I love Christmas walk. And I'm just happy that people come down and celebrate with us. There's not a lot of shopping because our stores are packed.
Right.
So we tell, even for Witches Night Out, come early because they line up to get in our stores. And we fill the restaurants on Christmas Walk and Witches Night Out. So we do help the economy downtown.
Oh, without a question. And it's, you know, and especially we were all downtown back in a different life when I was at a different building down the street. We all went through the revitalization of downtown Decatur with the new sidewalks and the revamping of Central Park. And, you know, even though that construction period was painful, what really emerged out of that is really something pretty special, don't you think?
I think so. I opened during that construction period. I must have been nuts. I figured if I could make it through that, I could make it through anything. But our downtown is really special. And people that come to Decatur love our downtown. I get to meet the people that move to Decatur. You know, and think that and believe that Decatur is a wonderful place to live. It's a quaint little town, and hopefully it will start growing again, but it's still a special place to live. I lived here in the 70s, left in the 70s, came back in the 2000s, and a lot has changed.
Sure.
There's just wonderful.
And then there's some of us, like guys like me, even though I've been here 35 years, I came here in the late 80s, and but I was able to witness the transformation. And, you know, I think Decatur's in a much better place than it was, especially during the late 80s, early 90s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially over the course of the past 20 years, really has gone through quite the transformation that I think that a lot of people who have gone away would really be kind of shocked if they came back.
Yes, I believe so, too.
And I think we should encourage them to come back. And
yes.
Make sure they visit your shop in downtown. Well, I'll tell you what. I encourage folks to come down. Again, the biggie, of course, coming up next Thursday for Witches Night Out, but also keep you in mind for the Christmas walk as well, too.
Thank you.
And, of course, you know, what are your hours? How often days are you open?
I'm open 5 days a week.
Okay.
Closed on Sunday and Monday. Sunday and Mondays, downtown is kind of like a desert.
Sure.
Because I've been there on Mondays trying to catch up on things. But I'm open 11 to 5 every day, and Saturdays 10 to 3.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wish you nothing but the best. And come back again sometime. I'd love to chat some more. Just to see how things are going. Especially ahead of the Christmas walk and stuff like that. And let folks know what you got on tap.
Okay. That sounds wonderful.
Cheryl, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure. All things beautiful in downtown Decatur.
Thank you.
Cheryl Threewood, the owner and proprietor. And she's left the shop, so she had to get back to business. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.